Thank you for joining the podcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Success in the Evening is recorded live on NLGRadio.com every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. Today's guest with Coach Terry is Mr. Jeff Smith, and Jeff will be talking about knowing your people and looking out for their welfare. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. And if you do, we ask that you subscribe and please share. We want to help leaders, entrepreneurs, college kids, high school kids, families, and individuals move to the next level. And by your sharing this broadcast, you get to be a part of the help. And I hope I see you on Monday for Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry.
When you're building the pieces around you, just like in your career or in your organization or your small business, you know, you don't come out right away on all cylinders. It takes a while. Even if you do, you still have to deal with those setbacks, and then you start building. At this point, what has to happen is you have to start now getting even better. You have to learn how to win better. And that's one of the things I want to see people who listen to this show do, and I want to help you get there. I want to help you win better. And speaking of winning better, if you are a leader in charge of people, this is a segment you don't want to miss. This is my good friend, someone I've had the privilege of working for. My company did some work for him to assist his people, and he cares about his people. And that's also one of my 11 principles: know your people and look out for their welfare. Guys, I want to introduce to you my good friend, Mr. Jeff Smith. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Mr. Coach Terry, I'm doing great. How are you?
Sound like my son got in your ear. I'm doing fine, Jeff. How's California?
California right now is 90 degrees and sunny.
So you're just going to throw that out there at us, huh? Just like that.
It's not on fire, is it, Jeff? Where you are is not on fire.
Not on fire yet.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll escape that this season.
Well, I'm praying for you.
Well, Jeff, we got to ask. We just came out of a football segment. Before we get started, do you have a football team, and which one is it?
Well, I am a lifelong New York Giants fan.
Oh.
Not throwing the best right now.
No.
And ladies and gentlemen, that'll be concluding Mr. Smith's segment.
thanks for joining us, Mr. Smith.
You want to talk about leadership? We got our new quarterback ready to come in, right? So a new leader might be born, right?
do you think that's going to happen, Jeff? I mean, let's talk about it.
I do.
You do? You think it's
exactly
time for the changing of guard?
You think it's going to be this season?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's going to be this season. Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it might be next game.
You know what always killed me about Eli? I hate to go here, but he always looked too small for his shoulder pads. Like, you know how there's the JV, you know how there's the JV player that's out there with the varsity team, and they didn't give him the real equipment. Like that, if you look at Eli, that's what he looks like.
Okay, you're dissing a 2-time Super Bowl winner.
And I'm gonna diss him all day, but I'm sorry.
Jeff.
Wait, you missed the part there. MVP of both Super Bowls.
Thank you.
No, you know, hey Jeff, you know that one with the helmet catch? That was not Eli's. That was not Eli's. He should not have gotten that one.
Y'all are crazy. Well, Jeff, we want to welcome you to the show. You've already been talking with members of the flight crew. And the reason, guys, I asked Jeff to come on is because Jeff is what many call in leadership a leader's leader. He doesn't ask people to do something that he himself wouldn't do. And he believes in encouraging. He believes in showing. And he believes in a second chance for people. Jeff, will you introduce yourself and tell the people a little bit about you?
I'm transplanted into California right now. My daughter goes to UCSD, so I'm fortunate about that. And I was able to transfer with my company to California so I can be there. I run an organization that has about 260 employees. We bill about $7 million a month. So it's a fairly large organization, and I got lots of work to do every day.
Well, and you get it done. Again, Jeff, one of the things we wanted to talk about was knowing your people and looking out for their welfare. And I watched you do something that just was amazing. When we were introduced to one another, one of the first things you did was you said, I want to help my team grow. And in that growth, you put some of your people through my coaching program, my 8-week coaching program. And what really caught my attention was that you didn't use a company credit card or company funds. You directly invested in them yourself. And you don't see many people do that. And I was hoping you would explain why you did that when you had other routes you could have went. What made you invest in your people?
Well, in that specific example, for those two folks, they were hard workers. They believed in the message and mission that we were going for. And, I felt that I wanted to help them, right? And I'm fortunate enough to be able to do something like that. And I didn't feel I wanted to use that. I wanted to do it. It wasn't the company that wanted to do it. They were my employees. They were my team. So that was the choice I made there.
And Jeff, in terms of other leaders who are like yourself and looking for opportunities to advance other people's careers, what are some of the things you look for when you think about investing in someone, be it your time, be it, whether getting them help through recommending podcasts or going to seminars? What are some things you look for that make you want to invest in someone like that?
Well, it's really discretionary effort, right? If they're putting in the effort, then it's my job to give them the skill, right? So they have the will, then it's my role and responsibility to enhance their skill to succeed in their job. And then what I feel about most of us is we never work to our potential, right? It's like a constant battle against that. So, let's try to recognize where we think we are as far as our potential and where we could be. And how do I get some incremental movement towards that, right? And buy in from both. Like, I'll invest this if you invest that.
I like that. And so if I'm a young leader coming in, too, and I know you work a lot with individuals at different levels of leadership, what are some things I could do as a young leader to get the attention of those above me without kissing behind?
Well, again, once you're a leader, your role and responsibility is to help others succeed, right? It's really that simple. You can overcomplicate it with a million and one different things, but that becomes your role and responsibility, and it's getting growth from those people that that report up into you. So, to your point and the reason some of the discussions we're having today is, do you believe in them or not, right? And do you have you surrounded yourself with the right people, whether you just recently got the role or have been in the role for a while? That's your job.
Hey,
surround
Jeff,
yourself with the best people that you can.
Hey, Jeff, it's Darian DePaul again. One of the things I was saying was that not every leader feels that way. Not every leader has that mentality. So instead of the leader talking to those who are subordinate, I like you to, as a leader, talk to other leaders out there and let them know what they should be looking at. Because we have some people that listen to us who are already leaders who don't know how to lead or don't know what other successful leaders tend to do it as a philosophy, as a means of being a good leader, as being a good, great representative of leadership. So would you just share something with them, please?
I think, if you become a leader, somebody somewhere saw something, right? That's how you got the role. If you don't, and then part two of that is self-awareness, right? You have to be aware of your effect on people, positive or negative, right? And really understand that. So, somebody somewhere recognized some talent to get you into that role. So it's your responsibility to elevate yourself to that role. And if you are new to that, there's tons of studies, books, podcasts. There's every means available. You know, Ricky, I'm gonna bust on you a little bit to where, hey, we come from a different time. We couldn't just dial in the internet and go, hey, let me learn something today, right?
Right.
You actually had to read a book. You know, like today, it's so easy. Everybody travels, pop a podcast in, and listen.
Well, I agree with you, and I know when I first got into sales and I came out of the military, it was the cassette tapes. It was Brian Tracy and a host of others, Zig Ziglar, that I would listen to get me prepared for the sale I was going in. I think part of what you've got to do, both as a current leader and then what you teach to those that you are bringing into leadership, is exactly how to prep. You know, that was one of the things, and you talked about it, Jeff. One of the things I'm most proud of in coaching is that in my time with my previous organization that you're still a part of, I brought 7 people into leadership, direct leadership, and I was very proud of that because all leaders, all great leaders want to produce, and not just numbers, but you want to produce that legacy of people that you've brought into leadership, and that was important for me. And to witness someone like you who made sure not only are we producing, you know, leaders, but we are bringing leaders into the industry that are going to be good. Is there, our question of the day, Jeff, was as an employee, and we're going to ask you this, we only got a few minutes left. As an employee, what would you say has been the biggest mistake you've made, either with your current company or previous company? Or just as an employee, period, what would be the biggest mistake you think you've made?
It's a pretty tough one. I would say making the wrong hires, right? You know, we all make mistakes and we all bring in people that don't work out. And then letting that lie and not dealing with it direct and quickly.
No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that that's the biggest one, right? You know, and then not addressing it quickly enough to correct it and get the right people in place. And, you know, letting somebody stay in a position too long. And, you know, that has negative effects all throughout your organization.
And I think you just touched the one I'm most concerned about with me. And that is I have this leave no person behind mindset. And that isn't always what needs to happen. Leaders make the hard choices. That's how you take care of your people. You make the hard choices of who does and doesn't belong on the team bus. And if someone doesn't belong there, your team will let you know. You will see it. And then it's up to you as a leader to do something about it. Well, Jeff,
I think your team looks at you with, you know, like, why are you letting this happen? And you lose credibility with your own team by letting that go on.
So, Jeff, here's what I'm going to ask you. We only got a few minutes left. If you, and I think Mr. DePaul asked you the same question, I'm going to try to ask it in a different way. What advice would you give to those who are in your position as teaching leaders? And then what would you say to those that should receive that advice?
So I could tell you one of the biggest things I think that that we can all do is I'm going to reference the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is sharpen your own saw, right? You have to learn every day. And there's not a day that goes by that I'm not listening to a podcast or reading something or trying to better my own skill set. And by doing that, you're serving your team and your leaders better.
Wow. I hope you wrote that down. I hope you were listening to that. No matter where you are on the food chain, where you are in your walk towards what it is you want to accomplish in your life, is that you have to, one, sharpen your own saw. Get into something that's going to make you better. You know, I love listening to certain things, but I also know what things make me better and what don't. And you just heard it from an expert. If you want to get better, you've got to start listening to things that's going to take you to the next level. It's been my good friend. I wish we could spend more time with him. As a matter of fact, Jeff, I do a podcast, and I also do a Success in the Evening Live. And I'd love to invite you to be on one of those on a Saturday when you got time. We could really break this down and get into it. We're about to hit the top of the hour and close out. Again, I want to thank Mr. Jeff Smith for being my guest. Jeff, continue to enjoy California. I'll be in touch with you soon. Guys, you've been listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Don't forget to join us next week. We got some powerful people coming in next week, some young. They keep saying they're not millennials, but we're going to see. And we're going to talk to them about how to get to the next level for your success. My name is Coach Rick Terry, president of One Due North, and your host for Success in the Evening. Well, I hope you liked today's message. And if you have a comment or suggestion you would like to leave, just hit the record button. We'll listen to it. And if it's something we can play over the air, I promise you we will. Until then, remember, join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com. Every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you'll get a chance to join in with the flight crew and our special guests. We'd love to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Give us a call. Our call-in number is 202-299-6673. My name is Coach Ricky Terry, president of One Due North, and I am your coach.